It's Monday, June 9th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
So before we begin, Vince, I wanted to interject here for a moment. We've had a listener complaint.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
Here we go.
So it was brought to my attention that there was a listener complaint.
I love complaints.
So apparently, our title is very misleading.
Oh, no.
Apparently, there is more than one Three Nerds in a Basement.
Oh, no.
I was asked about this, and when I told somebody that for what we're going to be talking about later, the conspiracy draft,
yeah,
how many people was in the Three Nerds in a Basement crew, I included Tristan John Arcus, our producer.
Oh, in the secret ghost chair?
Yeah, the secret ghost chair. Thing. But then one of the listeners asked me if he was there all the time, and I said, yeah, he usually is. Then they asked me why he's not. It's not four nerds in a basement.
Because he doesn't have a designated mic.
But then...
Okay.
They got aggressive.
Oh.
Like, is he a nerd? I'm like, yes. And he's like, then is he in the basement? Yes. And then it's like, then why is it not four nerds in a basement? I'm like, whoa.
Because he's on the opposite side of the microphone.
Yeah, he's literally on the opposite side of the computer.
But he's still here.
So?
No.
No, it's not.
So, I just wanted to bring the customer complaint up. I mean, we got our HR people look at it.
I know. It's all these little technical loopholes, but our lawyers are on it. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll send them, we'll send them like a care package or something.
Yeah, don't worry. So, thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. All of our episodes on A-Track or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Laserdisc, okay.
So for this week's episode, you already mentioned it, we are reviewing the brand new Magic the Gathering Conspiracy multiplayer set.
Yep.
Picks of the week revolve around Mario Kart.
Dark Souls.
And Comic-Con.
Oh, Comic-Con?
Comic-Con.
I like Comic-Con better.
Okay. And then everything else we talk about. So
yes. Let's
get into it. So the Magic the Gathering Conspiracy multiplayer set, it came out this week?
It came out this week, yes.
It's green?
What?
Yeah, it's like a Persona game. That's the main color.
The packaging is green, correct.
All right. That's all I know about it.
Yeah, so this set was meant for multiplayer play. You would draft it with 6 to 8 of your friends, and then after your six or eight friends draft it, you split up into groups of 3 or 4. Depending on how many of you there are. And you guys battle it out there. And a lot of the cards are, you know, they have returning mechanics. And the set was designed around multiplayer play. So the highlights of the set is that there's cards that allow you to vote for things and things that affect all players and whatnot. And there's new cards that are just legal for this format, conspiracy format,
yes.
Drafting format. So it's primarily a drafting format. And yeah, it's Wizards' thing for the summer to try and get people, you know, excited. They've never done anything like this before, like a whole set designed just for multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time doing this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to be able to schedule all of the four nerds, including myself.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, three nerds. I'm not.
Yeah, clearly not.
Four nerds in a basement.
You're on that geek level.
On the geek level, it's true. So we all got together and played it, and we had a lot of fun. So I just wanted to ask you guys: did you guys have any idea, like, going into this? Did you guys read the spoiler? Did you guys know what cards were in the set or anything?
Did I read the spoiler?
Man, I bet you did.
What kind of joke question is that?
I bet you did. Anthony probably did a little bit.
I didn't read anything about it. I knew nothing. I didn't even realize that it was multiplayer specific.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't seem like it?
I thought this was like a thing in between
what?
The Journey into Nyx.
You didn't realize it was multiplayer?
No.
So then what happened when Blavin wrote in our podcast thread, "Hey, come out on Saturday, it's the multiplayer set."
I saw "come out on Saturday" and I stopped reading.
Oh, okay.
And then he gets mad when we don't read things
yeah.
that he posts.
I don't.
God. You know, you do. Behind the scenes, God. It's like he needs, like, oh.
No, I don't.
Yeah, and so you guys were able to draft, and the four people who battled were all of us together.
Mm.
So how did the draft go for you guys? So what colors did you guys pick, and what were your sweet cards that really stuck in your memory?
As usual, I went green-white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
Just big dudes, smash face,
yeah,
pump them up. But
such a simpleton.
The best card in that whole set wasn't even in the set. was because we got a bonus booster pack from Unglued. Oh, yeah.
So one of the cards in this set allows you to add any booster pack from any Magic the Gathering set that you can provide. And we provided a set of Unglued. And Unglued is a set that's just a joke set, fully jokes. That's
so like one of the so card- many dumb cards.
I know. So one of the cards is like sex appeal. Like if you are the opposite sex of your opponent, it, like you prevent 3 damage or something and stuff like that. Or like, you know, this card gets stronger, how many games you've lost to your opponent the Gathering.
Yeah.
Which you guys wanted to like play against me.
Yeah, I drafted that one. I'm like, oh, I need to use this because I always lose.
So that was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, but that, like, there was one card in there called Scissor Lizard.
Oh my god.
4 mana, 4/3 vanilla.
Yeah.
Paper Tiger.
Is that vanilla?
There's an effect.
Oh yeah, Paper Tigers cannot attack block.
So in Unglued, there was a cycle of cards called the Paper Tiger.
Scissor Lizard,
and Rock Lobster.
Oh, are these just 3 cards from Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yeah. So the Paper Tiger, you know, if he's there, Rock Lobsters can attack or block.
Cool.
And then each one, like, in turn.
And the flavor text was that you cannot withstand the lizard's sheer power because it was a Scissor Lizard. And I lost it. Yeah. I lost it. It was so good. Yeah. It was the best card in Conspiracy that wasn't in Conspiracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Vince? What did you...
I didn't know anything about the set. And I kind of wish I did read some... Not necessarily cards, but just what the basic featured mechanics are going to be.
Right.
Because it was... I ended up going blue-green, but I was a little bit too late on realizing that I really like the morbid
mechanic. It's a good mechanic,
And I noticed they were all on, like, other colors instead, and I was just like...
It's green-black, mostly.
Yeah, I noticed it was on black, and I was like... And I didn't take any black, so by then I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Cool, cool. TJ, what did you draft? You had arguably the best deck of all of us.
Your deck was no joke.
I just drafted Dethrone.
Yeah, so TJ's mechanic that he drafted was one of the signature mechanics of the set. It's called Dethrone. When you attack the person with the highest life total, you get a bunch of bonuses, mostly a +1/+1 counter on your creature. And TJ drafted every single card that had it, which is why nobody else saw any card that had it. And then when he played it, we're like, whoa! He killed me in one turn. He hit me for 21. And I was at like 12.
Overkill.
Yeah. And then he died.
I think at that point you were leading too.
So that's a downside to this set. If your friends know you're a good player, they will instantly kill you first, even if your deck is crap.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Blavin has every card in his hand that can possibly win the game. Kill him first. And I look at my hand and it's just a bunch of Pokemon cards. It's like, this isn't doing anything with this game. Like, I don't understand why. So the one card that I really enjoyed from this set, that I won my first, I got to draft Conspiracy... before I played with you guys, so I drafted it with a bunch of other guys, and I got one card, which was a very cool card. It's called World Knit, and it's usually when you draft this format, you get 45 cards after you pick all your cards.
Yeah.
From 3 booster packs, and then you can like shave down what you don't want, you know, and put in lands, and then stick to how many colors you want. So this card says, all your lands, tap for any color.
But
you have to play every single card you've drafted.
Oh, so you had like a 60 card
deck. I had a 75 card
deck. Oh my.
But, because I got it first pick one, I took every single bomb in every single color.
Wow.
So every turn I was just dropping extreme amounts of pain for everyone, one in turn. And it was so good that no one could stop it.
That's pretty funny. Jeez.
It's like, sure, it's white, black, green, free.
It's Woodwork.
It's who cares? It's in. Like it doesn't even matter. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, the set's kind of fun. It was supposed to be only a limited run, but now it's unlimited print run.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's not as valuable as I thought it was going to be anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And there were some rare cards in there like Stifle.
Yeah.
And Exploration.
Yeah, but most of them are used for like the other casual formats or Legacy, which is like.
Cash money.
It's like one land costs $200 and you need like 4 of it.
Okay.
And like stuff like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, man. Like at my store, somebody came in and bought a $700 card and a $300 card. They're like, oh man, you have it? Yeah, package it up. It's good.
We just like, package it up. What are we doing? They're cards.
Yeah, I know. They're just like, well, just put it in a sleeve or like, you know, we're good here. Oh man, you just need those. Just snap them up.
Wow.
It's crazy. We're like, what? So the set's kind of fun. So would you guys play it again?
Do you want to go first?
I don't know.
If it wasn't your own money,
yet. I'm fine with what I played. I think I'm done. Even if it wasn't my own.
You want to know why? Because he won.
Oh.
He is undefeated currently.
my undefeated streak. I came out on top, so now I retire.
Yeah, I knew it. See,
sit on all my riches.
If he was losing, he'd be like, "Yeah, I'd like to go again. Maybe yeah, just you know, maybe. 1-1 against Vince."
Yeah.
What do you think? Would you play again?
I would. I think.
Did you have more fun with this than any other?
Oh, definitely more fun with this because it made the drafting process a lot more interesting.
Yeah,
I like the cards that affected the draft.
So there's cards that are say stuff like when you draft this card, you can open somebody else's booster pack and look at it.
Yeah.
Or like you can like take two cards from this booster pack or take the whole booster pack. Like, stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I even like how there's cards in the game that affect all the players.
Mm-hmm.
Though, you said this is the first time Wizards ever done, like, a multiplayer set.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel like that. Like, I feel like they went a little too conservative on the amount of effects and abilities that some of the cards had. I kind of wish it was a bit more frantic. So that every turn was you were always scared about what was going to happen next.
I understand, yeah.
That's it. That's really the only thing.
I think they also wanted to make it a little simpler just because...
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Like, this is their first outing. They don't want to make it too complex. I'd come back on a revision of it.
Yeah. There is interesting that you mentioned that because they did have cards that let you do something not on your turn.
Yeah.
Because like, the most boring thing about multiplayer is waiting for other people to finish, right?
Yes.
When they have cards that are like, oh, everybody flips their top card. It's like, oh, I got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that... Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff is implemented.
Yeah, but the other thing I want to say is, in terms of the draft, to the listeners out there, you don't know this, but when we started drafting, Blaven pulled us all to the side and told us which cards to draft.
Wow!
Listen, I need this money.
Yeah, he just straight up said, listen, this is what you're looking for. And I don't really care about Magic, so that's what I did.
No, Vince played a mean trick on me. When I asked everyone, like, hey, did you guys play anything good? He's like, nah. And then he, like, throws the card at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yay! Well, it would have been better if you played it on me.
Yeah, then you would have been like, oh, no.
Oh, wait. Am I happy? I'm sad kind of that I'm losing now. But, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. And, yeah, highly recommend it. Just be sure that you don't make yourself a threat at the beginning.
Yeah, never be a threat.
Don't be the threat. Like, take the hit.
Like, don't be like...
Like, oh, no, you...
Or if you're gonna win... Be overwhelmingly powerful like TJ was.
And then just leave and all his defenses die. Open?
Yeah.
So that someone like me can kill him?
Yeah.
For one. Yeah. Hit him for one, he died.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. Let's move on to our picks of the week.
Yep.
Sure. So this week I'll start things off. San Diego Comic-Con is about a month out. And every time there's a new convention, there's always new exclusive items, games, I don't know, people to sign, stuff. People to sign. So the only one I'm going to touch upon this today is the Transformers set that they're announcing for San Diego Comic-Con this year.
The Hasbro set?
Yeah, Hasbro's going to do it. It's the 30th anniversary of the franchise.
Yeah.
And... to celebrate 30 years of Transformers, they're doing a theme based on 80s rock bands.
Oh, yes.
So...
Let's pick some rock bands that I think they'll be. Kiss.
That's the one they're basically going on.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be a...
I was like, B-52.
So their band is called the Knights of Unicron, as a play on... Was Kiss is like the Knights of Satan?
Knights of Satan's Service. Yeah. I don't think that's actually what it means, though.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Go on.
I think those were concerned parents being like, Kiss means this.
Yeah. But anyways, it's a slight little play off that.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown off four toys. Like, I don't really care for the toys at all, but I like that they had this idea and they're sticking with it. So what they've done is they've taken the toys and they've given them custom paint jobs. Like, some have leopard print, some have zebra stripes.
Who's the drummer?
The drummer. God.
Nobody wants
is, to be no, they don't have drummers. What they have is I think they have Megatron's the lead guitarist.
Okay.
And Jazz is the bassist.
So he's Gene Simmons.
Okay. Yeah. And then Optimus and Soundwave are the two vocalists.
Oh, no. Because no one wants to be Peter Chris.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be the Catman.
Damn.
Yeah. So they included them with guitars and microphones.
That's so cool.
On top of their custom paint teams, they gave them like the big hair. So it's like an add on bit.
That's pretty cool.
But they even made it. They made it like a... They didn't just do a band. They just said, okay, this is the one-time show, 30-year anniversary show. So they have all these posters, like, one night only, sold out. They even went as far as to print a vinyl album.
Wow, that's awesome. And a cover.
Now, I was going to get this until I saw what the price was. And they're like, $200. Yeah, pretty much, $200. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. But...
And you call yourself a fan.
The entire fan community hates this idea, and none of them want it. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to pick it up later for, like, deep discounts.
Yeah, okay. So when everybody has, like, oh, I don't want this. Yeah, I do.
Well, no, I just mean, like, stores are going to get them in stock and not be able to sell them.
Wait, the vinyl is going to be in stores?
Yeah. Oh, no. Like, the whole set
will be... Oh, the whole set.
On, like... Because I know it's going to be available at Comic-Con and Hasbro Toy Shop, so their online store.
Cool.
So, yeah. That's really it, though.
I just want to transform all night.
Yeah, I wonder what... Day. I do wonder what the album is going to be. Like, what's the songs on their album? It's got to be You Got the Touch.
It's got to... You Got the Touch has got to be on there.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, I don't know, just songs that are Transformers related. But like, they're regular songs, but they change the lyrics.
Like remakes, like, covers. And stuff?
Yeah. Because that's what... League of Legends has their own band. They have a bunch of characters. They're part of Pentakill. It's like a fake band, and they have, like, they take a bunch of songs and remix it to League of Legends.
Okay, Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is Mario Kart 8, and ever since that game came out, memes started on the internet.
Oh, yes, my favorite meme.
Death Stare Luigi.
Oh, yes.
And these videos are so good. So, like, they mostly consist of Luigi just red-shelling someone, and then just slow-mo looking at them like, I hate you.
Yeah.
Is that what everyone does in the game?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, but, like, Luigi looks evil. That's the thing.
I don't know why.
He looks like, it'll always be the year of Luigi. It'll never stop. And he just looks super sinister. The best ones are ones with rap music over them.
Move?
Yeah, when someone plays Ludacris's Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. And he, because he red shells, I forget who it was.
He's a Toadette.
Yeah, Toadette. is so good. You just gotta check out these videos if you haven't seen them. They're funny.
They're good.
There was a good one with Shy Guy. Shy Guy bumps a baby Mario into a trolley.
Yeah.
And it plays the My Heart Will Go On theme. It's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Cool. I hate Mario Kart 8.
Flavin, what were you going to talk about this week?
So this week, I have a video game related one.
Oh, no.
Dark Souls 2 is having a DLC for this summer. And this might be the first time I buy a season pass for something.
Oh.
So for each month in the summer, June, July, and August, they're going to have a DLC of what's part of called their Three Crowns trilogy. So yes. Each month, you'll have a different episode to go into to find a different crown.
Oh, it's one per month?
One per month.
Okay.
I think it's $10 each and $25 for the whole pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I might get the whole pass to save myself $5. They didn't really show much. It's just new enemies and whatnot.
New areas.
Yeah, so I don't know what the story's going to be.
Three crowns?
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about.
So, like, you know, like the Iron King and stuff like that? Yeah. They all had their own crowns.
The Iron one, the Ivory one.
The Ivory one's new. I don't think they mentioned him in.
I don't know what the other one was.
There's the Iron one that you fought. There's the Ivory one, and there's one other one.
So, I hope it's just, like, you find it, it's a bottle of Crown Royal. And your opponent, your character can get drunk.
It's a sponsored DLC.
Yeah.
You gotta find the Holy Crown Royal.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, it looks fun. I haven't even beaten Dark Souls.
How far are you?
I'm at this place where there's, like, invisible enemies. Like, what the
hell? Oh, the forest?
Yeah, what the crap?
That's the best place.
It's like, I can't see them. How am I supposed to lock on?
You don't have to see them when you have great sword. Whoosh, whoosh. And
just keep running.
Yeah, I'm supposed to have finesse and, like, parry you and shit. I can't see you. Just stab me in the back. I don't even know he's behind me.
Yeah, you get hit by a bunch of arrows and you stab in the back.
Like, oh, God.
And
you're like, oh, no. I'm just dead. Oh, no. So, like, I did end up joining someone's game in the forest.
Yeah.
And the guy just started running and then died. I'm like, whoa. Like, you know the jokes I make when you just run and you die? That's what happened here. Like, I don't even know what happened to that guy. He just ran into there and just stabbed. See, I'm not going to run in there.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'll throw a lightning bolt in there.
I only got past that part by just running across, like, near walls and just being like, where's the exit?
That's what people have said is, like, the best thing to do.
Yeah,
that's how far I got in that game, so that's cool.
All right, before we move on, did you guys see the first trailer for Sailor Moon Crystal?
Yes.
No. You haven't seen it?
No. What's it like?
It's not really anything. It's just a little teaser. But what's important is that they show off the new art style.
And it's a clamp?
Mm-hmm.
Very thin, very lanky.
Very Lelouchy.
Very tall. Everyone's very tall.
It's like, welcome to the modern age, Sailor Moon.
Oh, wow.
You thought they were skinny before.
Yeah.
Now.
Holy. Extra skin.
I don't think they even have bones.
And these, they really are tall. They look like they're 6 feet tall.
Yeah, they're like 6 feet twigs.
They also look like they're all pouting.
Yeah. I don't know, not all of them.
Well, then just pout.
They're all pouting and they all have like sad eyes.
Why'd you be sad? It's rough having to deal with monsters every week.
Sailor Moon's some dark stuff, man.
Oh, but the big thing, too, they also showed off the intro theme.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, that was part of the trailer.
I watched it on mute.
Oh. Have you ever seen the original trailer, or the original Sailor Moon, like, Japanese version of the opening?
Okay.
It's a techno mix.
Oh. Picky, picky. Is there a bass drop?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would you watch it on mute?
I was doing something else. I was listening to something else, and I just like, oh, trailer. Let's see what the art style's like.
You're watching porn, were you?
Was I?
Was he?
It's like, I don't know.
I gotta take a break from this.
The cries of pants this girl. On.
Pants on. Watching let's do this.
Hentai.
It's like, I gotta check out this anime.
Senpai equals send pain.
That's interesting. Yeah, I'm excited to see this.
Are you?
Clamp? Really?
Clamp's not doing it.
It just looks like Clamp.
Toei's doing it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who else would do it?
Yeah, that's kind of their thing.
Yeah. True.
So if you guys don't know, Toei's the guys who do every major thing you've ever heard of.
Mostly.
Like Dragon Ball.
Like Dragon Ball, that's it. That's all you need to know.
There you go.
You understand.
Now that's who Toei is.
Yeah.
All right, let's move into our weeks.
Hello, listeners. You enjoy hearing Anthony talk about his digital dreams, Vince's plastic preferences, or my cardboard crack addiction? Well, we'd like to hear about all your pastimes, too. Send us some letters at tniab.letters@gmail.com. After all, your letters are part of the coolest things in the world, too.
Do you want me to open up this segment?
Do it. Yeah.
Okay. So what did I hype up last week?
Test the friendship right here.
Yeah, here we go. here we go.
Toys.
You're close.
Oh.
Plastic of some sort.
This one ain't so plasticky.
Metal build something.
Ooh, that's not till next month.
I don't know.
Come on, guys.
I don't know.
You
stop
can
it.
Do it.
I got it.
Tell me, Blaven.
I got it. I'm the true friend here.
Uh-huh.
Dragonzord.
He's right. He's so right. Guys, my Dragonzord came in.
Yeah, so the
It reason, looks like the old one.
So the reason I remember is because you posted pictures of the tail and I didn't believe you that it was that long.
Yeah. So he's like the original Dragonzord, but he's better in every single way.
It doesn't look like he's like, yeah, wow.
His feet are cold. He also doesn't have stickers like the original one.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Yeah.
So he looks more like the Sentai version. Tail moves around, arms sort of move around.
That is a robust arm.
He also comes with extra hands.
What are they doing, like a West Side?
I don't know.
Like, I don't understand.
So yeah, he's got die cast and metal and stuff, but one thing that I wanted to say is when you combine them, you know his like dragon cape mode?
Jesus, he's heavy.
Where he like goes on top of the Megazord?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like displaying him like that because he's heavier than the Megazord and I feel like he's gonna crush the Megazord underneath him.
So when's the Brachiosaurus coming out?
That's the end of this year. Titanus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you gonna just combine them all?
I've never owned any of these things as a kid, so I've gotta get them all.
So you combine them all?
Yes, yeah. You can.
What?
Then it's just gonna be one hunk of metal.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna throw it at some kids.
Hey, you!
Your toys suck!
I'm gonna go to the playground into the sand pit and when everybody's like playing with their little action figures.
Stomp on
Joe's. I'm gonna take mine and be like, check it out!
Boom! Sand in the face. Yes.
Because I want to talk like that.
Yeah, well, you can't. Too bad.
Mom!
This guy's cool, man.
Yeah, he's cool. I've just been like carrying him around the house. I don't know.
Yeah. His hands are sweet. You can do like sweet dance moves.
Yeah, you can tell his tail is really long, so when he's combined into the Dragon Robo Knight mode,
yo,
it's like twice the height of the Dragonzord.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, but no, so that's really all I want to talk about this week. I got a Dragonzord. I'm happy. 20-year dream fulfilled.
Young Wits is like, one day, I'm going to own a Dragon's
Empire. All I need to do now is get a time machine and then send it back to my younger self.
Hey, check out this future dragon sword. Look what you have to look forward to.
No, I'll just leave it with him.
Just break the time space.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks, future Vince.
Yeah, don't worry. Yours is going to be better than everybody else's, too.
But if you were destined to go back in time, you would have already saw yourself as a kid.
Or unless it hasn't happened yet. Mind blown.
Boom.
Also, I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart at my cousin's house.
Mario Kart 8?
Yeah. Guys, guess what? That's like the best Mario Kart game.
Are you like the... Are you Luigi?
No.
Who is your Carter of choice?
Pink Metal Peach.
Metal Peach?
Yeah. She's new.
Weird.
Yeah. I pick her so that I can't get run over.
Oh, why? She's like solid or whatever?
Yeah, she's got the heavyweight class, but she just doesn't look heavy.
Oh, interesting.
CB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a bike.
What is your Carter?
Since there's no Boo, I pick Daisy.
Ah.
Yeah, no,
it's... We're doing the conversation.
Regular it's Daisy. Wicked. Plain
it
ass Daisy.
It is wicked. It's so cool, though, when you see the game running when it's one player.
Why?
It looks way nicer.
It looks so nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. Four players, it kind of drops performance, but whatever. It's still 12 people? 12 people on there? Yeah. So, yeah.
Jesus. This guy's a motherfucking beast.
The Dragonzord is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to talk about. I'm done. I'm over.
What?
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
I don't know. It's your turn, Anthony.
What? Okay. So, I watched a couple movies. I went and saw Maleficent with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah?
Who did you go with?
Parents. It's a family night out.
It was a family event.
Really?
Oh, you weren't here when he told the story. His mom really wanted to see it.
Really? She's like, let's do this. I'm like, okay.
And he was like, okay.
So, this movie is Frozen with more fight scenes. And less singing.
So it just doesn't sound like Frozen at all. It
doesn't sound like Frozen, man.
No, like, the main plot point... If you think of Frozen, and you think of...
Is there ice in this movie?
Sometimes. Yes, there's winter. There's a winter portion, and there is ice.
But there's not ice all the time?
Not all the time.
That's not Frozen.
So if you think of Frozen, you think, like... you know what happened at the end of Frozen, right?
No.
What? Have you not seen it?
Yeah.
I hate you.
You've seen Frozen?
I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so at the end of Frozen, it's like sisterly love. It's a non-traditional, like, fairy tale love ending.
Mm.
Just think of that and then put it with Maleficent. I thought it was going
to
be...
Way to spoil Maleficent.
Yeah,
it's not... What, don't see it. It's fine. If you saw Frozen, you don't have to see this. If you haven't seen Frozen, go see it. It's whatever.
I really feel like you're disappointed because all...
Super disappointed.
All you did when the movie was... I was like, I want to see it.
I wanted to see her be an evil mofo and ruin fairy tale lives. And it wasn't that. And I was like, man.
Did you not see the trailers?
She turned into a dragon and she likes bringing fire on people. She was fighting dudes.
No, the trailers were all about her, how she used to be a fairy.
I only focused on the parts that I liked. And it was when she was fighting stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched another movie. It was a documentary.
Oh, boy.
It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. And it's about this 85-year-old sushi master. So he posts that dragon sword. So I watched this other show on CNN. It's do you know Anthony Bourdain?
Yes. Yeah.
He has like the Parts Unknown and No Reservations and stuff like that. And he was recently on a talk show and he said, if I were to have my last meal and were to die, I want to eat at this place at... I forget the name. At this guy's at
It sounds amazing. Yeah.
At this sushi place, this would be my last meal, and I could die happy. And I saw there was a documentary of it, and like if this was good enough for a food critic's last meal, I wanted to see what it was all about. And it goes through this process of how he makes the sushi, and like it is not like an all you can eat. You don't order from a menu. You book a reservation, you sit down, and he serves you what he wants to serve you in the order he wants you to serve it in. You can't ask for like any changes. You don't use soy sauce.
Yeah.
You have a 20-course or like 20-25-course sushi meal in 15 minutes.
Yep.
And it costs, apparently, around for lunch, it starts at $300.
Yep.
And it is crazy. Mm-hmm. But the thing is like, I thought that was nuts, and but the apparently everyone who goes there is like, this is literally the best meal I've ever had, period. Yes. And it makes me really want to go and save up $300. But it's a really interesting...
Where is it?
It's in Japan.
More than $300.
Yeah, I need to go to Japan. And then I would need like $500 extra.
No, I think you need more than that.
No, I just go fly there, eat, and then leave.
You're going to need some good... You're going to need a good drink to go with that.
A good drink.
A good drink ain't cheap.
Nobody was drinking... No, I saw no drinks in the documentary.
They don't show you that.
They don't show you it?
That's the explicit part, man.
Blakeman, you're killing me with these poses.
These dragons are poses.
Yeah, but it's a really interesting documentary. Like, people, like, the people who train under him, they like, years, they only do rice. They only clean rice. And that is their job for years. And then they can move on to, like, making eggs and stuff. And it's a really meticulous process. Stop it! And it's just really interesting. It's really, really cool. And then I finished Final Fantasy X.
Oh gosh. Finally.
You've been on this game for like 2 months.
Welcome to forever.
I got all the celestial weapons that weren't Wakas.
And then?
I beat it. No, Wakas is all locked behind Blitzball.
And I'm locked behind Blitzball.
There's a big lock and it says play Blitzball on it. And I'm like, no. So I'm just going to wait until like the last thing I have to do for the Platinum is play Blitzball. But I beat it. That ending was great. But that ending gets ruined by the post-credit ending and the ending of Final Fantasy X-2. And I'm really disappointed.
Or all of Final Fantasy X-2.
No, not all of it. There's like the pop star sequence, and you can like change Sailor Moon style.
What, does that get cut out after a while?
What?
The Sailor Moon changes?
No, you have to turn it off. You can turn it off.
I see.
I always leave it on.
I see.
And yeah, you know, surprise, that game's good.
Welcome to 2002.
G-Tanks.
What? And so, and then the last game I played, there's a game called Sniper Elite 3 coming out soon.
Why? Why are you playing this?
Is this...
Every month I feel like I'm asking why you play all these shitty games.
And so for 24 hours, they had Sniper Elite 2 Steam for free. Mm-mm. And so I purchased it, and I put it, and I downloaded it. And... it's kind of whatever.
Wow.
The best
surprise.
The best part about that game is the realistic shooting aspects. Because you are a sniper, you're shooting these long distances. And you not only have to worry about enemy placement, but also wind and gravity if it's long enough. So
sounds like Battlefield.
It's just like, I don't know. Battlefield's still kind of like hit scan. Like you could be across the map, and if I see you in my crosshairs, I just shoot straight.
Oh, man, I got bullet drop.
Is that in the new one?
It's always been in Battlefield.
I don't remember that in Battlefield 2.
Yeah, bullet drop and wind.
Maybe I'm just not remembering it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. The best part about it, though, is slow-mo death scenes. They have, like, meticulously modeled the inside of people's bodies. So when you get, like, a sure shot kill, it follows the bullet from your gun all the way across. And, like, x-rays on the guy's face. And it shows the bullet going through. Bones breaking. You can shoot a guy in the testicles and blow up his testicles. Every time I shoot a guy in the heart, I sing the Bon Jovi song. It's like, shot through the heart. And it's I find
you
it hilarious.
Have a weird fetish.
I don't know. It's really satisfying just to watch this guy's brains explode.
I know.
And like the bullet crumples. Oh, it's great. I just played the first level over and over again to see all the different x-rays I can get. It was free.
It's you know fine. What? I don't think... Really, a sniper game? You? I should just imagine Anthony with a gun and a sniper. He's just like... Pff, pff, pff. Boom!
I line it up. There's like a mechanic where...
Everybody in the club dead?
Where like... Because you're always in like the midst of a battlefield. So like a loud noise can happen. And if you shoot in like while the loud noise is going on, it covers your sniper fire. Like I always want to be a sniper in any sort of military game. And then Sniper is always either way underpowered or way overpowered, and it's the best. So.
When they're way underpowered?
Yeah, because then you get good, and you're like, I beat you with a Sniper, you suck.
Oh.
Like in Titanfall, when I was perched out in that one area, and everyone tried to get me, and I was just like, snipe, 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 snipe.
Mm.
That's it. I had a pretty mediocre week.
Well, you were playing Sniper Elite 2. How good can your week be, right? Like, I mean,
well, I'm probably going to buy the third one, but we'll see.
I don't understand your game.
Yeah, I don't understand this.
So the number one thing that Anthony always complains about is like, guys, I don't have money.
Yeah.
There's a game I want, and I've known about this game that I want for months.
Yep. Well, here we go.
I spent it on Sniper Elite 1, 2, 2.5 Director's Cut. And like, I don't know where my money went.
So
like,
I have this feeling that Anthony doesn't actually like games. He just likes the idea of buying something new. And that's it. Like, you have more satisfaction peeling off the shrink wrap than you do playing 90% of your games.
Like, as a friend, we should probably just take an empty DVD case
and just give that
shrink wrap to you every week.
Dude, his birthday's coming up. Yeah. We should just buy multiple shrink-wrapped DVD cases.
Yeah, and then you'll be like, we'll give you one every week and we'll watch your empire grow.
Yes,
you'll probably never spend money again.
Yeah.
I'll invest it. I'll do
It's the worst. It's like, guys, I can't afford Persona 4.
But like, I didn't buy this game.
It's like,
free.
It's like, why, Anthony?
Wow,
it's
this like, is like the one time.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, remember Anarchy Reigns for $5?
Yeah. It was...
And you're like, guys, I have $5 short from the game I want.
I played it for less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like, Anthony, like sorry. It's like, how come you can't afford this? Oh, I'm $10 short. I was like, you know, you can find $10 anywhere? I was like, no, man, like... You know, I spent it on Pool Table Heroes.
I was walking down the street, and I saw Wheel of Fortune at a garage sale for $10. And I was like, oh, I gotta get it. Because it's $20 everywhere else.
And me and Vince, every month, we're like, you know, if you just didn't buy this game, like, it's like, how much did the X game cost? $20. But it was in the bargain bin. It's like, okay, whoa, $20. It's like, how much was this one? $10. How was this one? $5, $5, $10.
Listen.
It's like, that's $60.
They're all in the bargain bin. If I didn't hop on that sale while it was hot, I would have never have got
for
that
two
sale.
Pool Table Heroes too. Like, who cares?
It is the number one pool table sim, okay?
You don't play pool anymore. You just make the tables.
You just make the tables.
Green felt, red felt.
It's like Cooking Mama, but you make the pool tables.
I hate you.
I hate me.
Sniper Elite.
This guy. And then he has the nerve to come to this podcast and talk about this shitty game.
Sniper
and his
Elite.
Shitty experience.
It's not shitty. It's
just
okay.
You said it was like this terrible thing.
It's okay.
You know how many times
the X-ray makes up
Anthony,
all the badness.
Your definition of okay is it's bad.
No,
it's whatever. That's what you said, actually.
You know what? 4 out of 5.
Would snipe again.
Based on the first level alone, would snipe again.
Would you have bought it?
That's the real question. Would you have actually spent your money on it?
$5 or under.
Wow. That is the wrong answer. The right answer was no.
Wow. Now that we know how low your standards are, I guess getting you a birthday gift is easy.
Just give me bubble wrap.
Pretty much sealed bubble wrap.
Sealed bubble wrap, yes.
Game over, man.
Or get me some products so I can wrap things in. Get me like a shrink wrap machine and I can shrink wrap all my games.
I don't know, you might just buy more shrink wrap machines.
Yeah. But this one's new!
Yeah, because then you just want to keep opening that box.
I shrinked my old shrink wrap machine.
It's the worst. Having him around like unopened magic packs is also the worst.
It is, yeah, no.
We got those free boosters. He's like, I need to open.
I like kind of opened
his hand
it,
out
and
the
then
way.
He stopped me, and I was like, what the hell? I need to know.
Slap his hand out the way.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's a problem.
Next time you buy a game, once you get it from the store, I'm going to open it for you.
Ooh. Please. I open it in the store.
No, yeah. I know.
You can't stop me.
No. Once you do the exchange
of money?
And he gives the game, I'm going to
you're just
going to,
like, football dive? Like,
yeah.
Give me this!
And I'm going to rip it open.
Can I have a new one?
I'm going to crack it open and smell it and be like, here you go.
Can I have a new one? Now I gotta buy the insurance on it.
It doesn't cover Vince.
Yeah, sorry, doesn't cover me.
I'm gonna go it's home. Like... I'm gonna walk out the store, break the disc, walk in. Hey, I bought the insurance for this game.
Okay, I don't want to fit this point anymore. What was your week like?
So my week. I watched a TV show.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I finished Sherlock Holmes season 3.
Oh, that's well. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Season 3 marks the return of our favorite detective after the second season, and it's more of his adventures with his friend John Watson. It's basically more of the same as the the first two seasons of Sherlock. So if you like the first two seasons, you'll really like this. The one episode that I really found quite good mm-hmm. was the second episode. Mm-hmm. Because it was them solving a bunch of random cases and then it ended up turning into one big adventure. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of cool ways that they shot it. For example, him in the courtroom and interviewing many different people at the same time.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. And they started using that little technique that they had where he would look at things and words would pop up next to it. Yeah. As to how he describes it and whatnot. And it just, that episode was John's wedding. So it got to show a lot of his friendship and his... how he handles like human interaction with his people who actually care about him and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a good episode. I remember you guys saying that you liked the episodes with the bad guys in it, right?
Yeah.
Like actual bad people. Mm-hmm. I actually think that I like episodes that don't have bad people. I kind of like the whole, you know...
The slice of life episode?
No, like the case of the week kind of things. Because okay. That's how usually like the Sherlock Holmes novels are. It's not basically one bad guy throughout the whole thing, except for Mike Moriarty or whatever. It's usually just like one random case after the next. And it's like all mysteries. So, because, like, for example, in the third episode, he had to actually, like, defeat a villain, right?
Yeah.
And same thing with Moriarty in the second season, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's a good balance. It's weird it's only three episodes.
I don't know. But these episodes are an hour and a half long each.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I really like the format they did anyway. It was nice to watch it. It kept me engrossed throughout the whole thing. I still really like Benedict Cumberbatch's.
I think everybody does.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can't tell if Watson got older or if they're just trying to make him appear older.
You know what I mean? I know what you mean, because in Hobbit, he looks pretty spry.
Yeah, I don't think... Yeah, like, he's an older dude, but he looks kind of ancient
in Sherlock. I thought they were trying to make him look, like, just worn out, just tired out of everything.
Maybe.
So, the other thing, too, is that the third episode was really good, because, like, they had a memory palace or whatever.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
Yeah, no, I... Because I have a fairly small one.
Yeah.
I decided to revisit it and whatnot. Uh-huh. It was so funny. I watched it and I fell asleep reviewing it. I'm like, oh man, that's so funny. I'm so bad at it.
You're not just going to sit in a white room and have like multiple layers upon layers?
No, I have only 10 floors.
10 rooms each. 10 rooms.
In each floor. One for each number from 0 to 99.
How many shelves does each room have?
Huh?
I don't know how they work.
There's no shelves, bro.
There's no storage space?
No, each room is dedicated to something.
Yeah, see? He's right.
Okay.
It's dedicated to the person for each room. You're not in it.
Cool. I don't want to be in it.
I'll put you in it.
No, don't do it. I don't want to be in it.
You're in room 85.
No, it's too late. No, you got it. I don't want to be in it. It's not even my favorite number.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. And I am not sure where the series is going to go. I'm really happy and kind of weirded out that Moriarty's coming back, I guess. Spoiler at the end of it, so we'll see how that goes. Could be good, could be bad. Because, I mean... It'll be entertaining, yeah. I don't know if I'll enjoy it. I mean, I thought after he defeated the villain... The villain's not supposed to come back. He's not supposed to come back. Moriarty's not supposed to come back. Moriarty's gone. But I'm glad that they brought back the other girl, Irene Adler, for, like, just a little bit.
Who's she again?
She's the girl who...
The lab?
No, it's the girl who... Was her combination with her measurements?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she was in his head like for a little bit, yeah. So, very cool. Another thing I did also was that I watched a movie by Seth MacFarlane called A Million Ways to Die in the West. Mm-hmm. So I went to see it with my family, you know, family night out.
Okay.
And it's weird because when I went to the theater...
Was it really family?
There was a bunch of like 16-year-old people there. I thought that you needed... like a parent to be with you, right?
Or like, PG, right? I thought it was PG, like PG-13.
No, I think it's like pretty up there, isn't it?
14A.
Is it 14A?
You know we don't have rated R in Canada, right?
Really?
No.
All the ratings you see on the trailers are all American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ours is 14A. The other one is 18 up, but I know that movie's not going to be 18 up.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So the movie's about Seth MacFarlane, who plays a character, I forget his name already. He's a sheep farmer.
Yep.
And he lives in the frontier in 1882. And there is an outlaw in their town. And he's trying to save, you know, himself from the outlaw and whatnot. And there's a bunch of characters. There's a bunch of people from, like, Family Guy in it. Like Alex Borstein, who voices Lois. Sarah Silverman's in it. Who else is in it? Charlize Theron. Liam Neeson is in it as well.
Is he the villain?
He's the main villain, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, the movie was kind of... It's basically a long episode of Family Guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many flashbacks?
There's no flashbacks.
Oh, okay.
But the humor is basically the same as Family Guy. Okay. So if you enjoy Family Guy, you don't enjoy Family Guy, then this movie is not for you.
I don't enjoy the flashbacks of Family Guy.
But you enjoy
the... But I enjoy the humor of Family
Guy. Yeah, so this would be good for you then. So, yeah. Yeah, that's all I really have to say about that. I mean, movie's kind of just your run-of-the-mill comedy.
You sound somewhat disappointed.
Yeah, no, I thought it'd be funnier, but I mean...
Were all the good parts in the trailer?
No, it's Family Guy, right? Oh, okay. And, like, there's a lot of lewd humor that I guess...
Don't you like Family Guy?
Yeah, I do. But, like, they couldn't do... Because, you know, in Family Guy, they can just pull out random people because they can just draw the people, right?
Yeah.
In this one, they don't have that.
Okay. Right? So,
but at the same time, it's a lot of lewd humor and some poop jokes. I'm just not really, you know...
Poop jokes, really?
So you're saying you're above poop jokes?
You're saying you matured?
Duty. But, you know, duty. Okay. But, yeah, that's basically what I've been doing for my week.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never liked Seth MacFarlane to begin with.
Really?
I don't like his style of comedy.
I always get him complained with the guy who drives... Or complain.
You always get him complained?
Yeah, I always complain about him. No, I always get him confused with the guy who draws Spawn.
Oh, Todd McFarlane?
Todd McFarlane.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't even know what Todd McFarlane looks like.
I know, I just get the names. Like, when someone says Seth MacFarlane, I'm like, the Spawn guy? And then they're like, no, the Family Guy guy. I'm like, oh, okay.
I just think Stewie.
Oh, yes, he does do Stewie's voice.
He does Stewie and Brian, right?
Yeah, so he sounds like Brian all the time in this, so.
Yeah, he does sound
like Brian. That's just his regular voice.
This is his regular voice.
Okay.
Yep. This is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your...
It's my pick. That's my week.
Anything you guys want to bring up?
No.
All right, well, before we get to the end of the show, this week is the big video game expo.
Oh, is it?
Hold on. Mr. Man in the chair, do you have something to say?
No.
You're like raising your hand like, yo, listen, I got a question! I got an announcement to make over here. Okay.
Well, that was really aggressive, hey.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? E3's this week.
Yeah.
Is it?
I believe me and Anthony are going to do afterthoughts of each press conference on Google Hangouts.
Are we doing the big three or doing all of them?
I think we're just going to do all of them, right? Because they're all Monday and then Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
So we're going to do Microsoft, EA, Ubisoft, PlayStation, and then...
There's a Nintendo Direct?
The following morning.
Yeah.
So on Monday, you can check on YouTube and we'll have probably 4 videos out discussing that. And I think that's it, right?
I don't think so. Unless like something big comes up during E3 and like give me a talking point.
But yeah, so if you wanted to hear our E3 thoughts on that, that's where they're gonna be. Blaven's welcome to join, but I don't think you'll be able to.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I don't really.
No, you need to like be on camera, just showing magic cards, distracting them all, distracting everybody from everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my Dragon's always gonna take my place.
You're just gonna move them around? Whoa, that game was sick.
Yeah.
Dude. He's so cute.
I always find that funny. When people give inanimate objects voices and they like move them around a bit,
yeah.
It always makes me laugh. No matter what.
So yeah, so E3's this week, and I just wanted to know if you guys have any big hopes or expectations going into the show.
Final Fantasy VII HD Remake.
Okay, please. What if I told you... Okay, never mind. Final Fantasy VII HD Remake? Yeah. Okay, that's your big... All right.
Yes.
They're going to skip over. Is this going to be a 9?
I rub crowd.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know.
What if it's an 8 remake?
Kingdom Hearts 3? Kingdom Hearts 3?
They announced that Kingdom Hearts 3 and Final Fantasy XV probably won't make an appearance.
Won't?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Because there's nothing new to show.
Interesting.
Anything you hopeful for to see? No. Project Beast?
I don't know anything. I'm sorry. I'm so out of touch with video games.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You're disappointing.
I am.
So much cardboard.
Yeah.
So much cardboard.
So much cardboard. Get on that digital train.
No way, man. No way.
Anthony, anything you're excited for?
I just want something to play this year. I haven't really been excited.
Yeah, Sniper Elite 3 not doing it for you.
The Sniper Elite 3 is the only thing doing it for me right now.
I thought Final Fantasy X was your jam.
It's like, it's a game, but it's already out. Like, I want to play something during the holidays. Like, I want to play something Watch Dogs. After summer. I don't really want to play Watch Dogs anymore after hearing about it.
No, no. Play it and then make an informed opinion.
I don't want to.
There's Smash Brothers this year still.
I don't care about Smash Bros.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
Sure you don't, buddy.
Like, no one comes over to my house. Like, if I had more get-togethers at my house, I'd buy Smash Bros. And have, like, multiplayer.
But, dude, this is all online. What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
I don't want to. I have no interest in playing Smash Bros. Online.
Why not? You don't want to be competitive, bro?
No.
Bro.
No.
It's just going to be a local room with us four.
Yeah.
See, it's not he's going to get.
Yeah,
you suck.
Dude, yeah. Like, I'll get, like, if you're talking about, like, buying a Wii U and stuff,
no, I'm not going to do that. No, I'll tell you about your 3DS.
I'll probably have it, but, like, I'm only really going to play
what it. What about Persona when... Qs? Persona Dancing All Night.
Yes, actually. Wait, I need a Vita for that.
Damn.
Guys,
you guys are just disappointing.
Yeah, I know.
Man. I'm excited for... Okay, Dancing All Night. I forgot that was this year.
Yes.
I don't know.
What's happened to you guys?
What?
Everything got delayed till 2015.
No, man.
I've always, like,
freaking cardboard. That's listen to our episodes from 4 years ago. You guys were so excited for video games.
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm too jaded now.
Jeez.
You guys just become a bunch of assholes.
I need the unfinished
Swan 2. I've been in this basement almost every week for 4 years.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And nothing has changed.
Yeah, we moved a couple of chairs around. I don't think this is the same chair I'm sitting on.
No, you broke the original chairs.
Yeah, you broke
the original one. I broke two, actually. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My fat ass. Yeah, but then, you know, I realized that, you know, cardboard's for me. I mean, keeps me warm.
After Hollister wasn't for you.
And that's true. Cardboard does keep warm. He just burns them all.
Burn my magic cards.
Yeah.
They don't burn well.
They don't.
Do the hollow ones, like, burn rainbow colors?
Are you welcome to test it, actually?
We tried to burn magic cards at one point.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that promo card you gave me is hollow. I'll try that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Affects me. It affects me. <quickly. laughs> When you hurt cards.
Okay. Well, then, we'll have fun doing your card things.
Yes.
We're going to do our video game stream online tomorrow. And next week, we'll probably come back and highlight our biggest thoughts.
That's not going to hold it.
Yeah. Okay, we're having too much fun with this Dragonzord. We need to end this podcast here.
Ellen.
Okay.
He's a sassy Dragonzord.
Yeah, okay.
Goodbye. Don't talk to me like that.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.